KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It is 8:25, and it's time for the ESU Buzz, brought to you this morning by Emporia State University. Big time majors, big time experiences. Get more from your degree at ESU. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Everyone has a financial situation. For some, it's not so good. For others, it's great. Financial literacy is the ability to take control of your financial situation. April is Financial Literacy Month, and ESFCU would like to remind you that no matter what your situation may be, we're here to help. Call or text us at 620-342-2336.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
All work and no play? No way! At Emporia State University, you'll have plenty to do on campus, in town, and all around. With over 100 student clubs, intramural teams, campus events, hoarded athletics, block parties, disc golf, live music, biking, and hiking, there's always something to do. With all that and over 200 academic programs, you're going to love ESU. Learn more and schedule your campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
Welcome to the ESU Buzz, and we'd like to welcome to the program this morning Mr. Greg Kossover, who is chair of the Emporia State Presidential Search Committee, amongst other things. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chuck. How are you guys?
We are doing well here today. How are things going for you this morning?
You know, I was just saying to Ron earlier, things are going well. We have a beautiful spring day in Kansas, and a great place to be.
Well, Mr. Kossover was appointed chair of this very important presidential search committee back in January 20th, this past year. And Greg, what was your reaction when you were asked to lead this task?
Well, you know, I'm a 1985 graduate of Emporia State. After I graduated, I lived and worked in Emporia for almost a decade. I consider Emporia to be my second home, and still very close with a lot of people in your city, and they feel the same way about the university. So it's a great way for me to give back, and I'm happy to serve.
Along those lines, Greg, what was it about Emporia State back in the 80s that drew you to the university? And along that particular line and kind of stretching things out, what is it about the university and the state of the future now that has you so excited to be involved in this way?
Yeah. Well, for me, I grew up in Topeka, and what attracted me to Emporia State really was twofold. One was the business and accounting program led by John Rich at the time, was one of the best in the Midwest, so that made that very easy for me. And then, as you guys probably are aware, I was a tennis player and got to follow people like Ken Hush and Les Stafford as they were leaving. I was entering Emporia State and getting to play for Coach Milton and the guys on the team. So between tennis and accounting and business, Emporia State was a natural fit for me. Now that I'm an employer helping run a large bank in Wichita, there's a lot that is still very attractive to me and to us about Emporia State. We hire graduates from Emporia State. We think that the people coming out of Emporia State are the type of people that we want to hire. We have several on our team today. We interview and recruit from Emporia State. My ex-wife is a school teacher and graduated from Emporia State as well. They produce incredibly strong educators, as you know. And she was one of them. And so what Emporia State is offering to the region is very important and remains one of the things that we find very attractive about the university.
Speaking of attractive, that is the Kossover Tennis Complex on the campus of Emporia State. Thanks again for your involvement in that, Greg. It looks absolutely great, and people are really enjoying that, and it really is a wonderful addition to the campus of Emporia State. So thanks for your involvement with that. It really looks good. So,
well, thank you, and thanks for saying that. And for all the listeners out there today, be sure and stop in and support the men's and women's tennis team and Coach Stafford. They're doing a great job.
And Greg Kossover is leading the charge as far as chair of the Emporia State Presidential Search Committee. Well, let's talk about the process here, Greg. Obviously, committed and asked to do this. The Board of Regents is at the top of the hill here, but exactly, let's talk about the task you have been charged with. You have how many members on your search committee you're working with?
We have 22 members on the search committee. It was the very first thing that we did, Ron, was sit down, like you say, in January when the Regents appointed me as chair, sat down and began working on the search committee. And there were really two strong factors on that. One is making sure that everybody that we could possibly manage to get into the process from the university was represented. So a lot of our deans of the colleges are on the search committee, a lot of department heads, several students, the Alumni Association, several graduates that are having success out in the real world. What was important to us was to get, representation from all types of folks at the university and all types of folks that have graduated, and I think we did a very good job with that. We had incredible response from the people that we asked to join the search committee, and I will also tell you we've had several meetings, and it's been just a delight to work with them.
You also and the Board of Regents set up the search firm AGB to help search with the committee as well. Talk about that particular interaction here between the committee as a whole, maybe individual committee members, and having the outside search firm as well.
Yeah, it's a great question, Chuck. So most people like myself, don't have expertise in presidential searches. We don't do that. And so AGB has been instrumental in helping me and helping the committee. They really have three people from AGB that are assisting us, and one in particular, Richard Woosty, who is my point person, and he has been extremely helpful to me. They know what they're doing. They do it every day. They're very responsive. And one of the things I have found interesting is they really try to fit their leadership with the profile of the university. So Richard is a Midwestern guy. He understands what's going on at Emporia State, what we're looking for, who we are, how we're trying to fill the role. He does a lot of work with the Kansas Board of Regents. Even though he and I had not met, he is no stranger to what we are doing and what we are looking for at Emporia State. It's been a very positive experience working with AGB.
And Greg Kossover, our guest, he's the chair of the Emporia State Presidential Search Committee that is ongoing. I want to touch on how attractive this position might be, Greg. If we look back, of course, we're in this position right now. Allison Garrett, who by all accounts was wonderful and did a great job. We were very impressed with the job that Allison did. She resigned in September of 2021. Michael Shonrock before her, and they were both recruited, to other positions. So obviously we've been able to recruit here some very talented individuals. Greg, how attractive is this position?
Yeah, well, we have attracted talented individuals, and I think that speaks very highly of Emporia and Emporia State, and we're going to go after the very best again. My frame of mind is that we go get the very best we can for Emporia State University and the city of Emporia. And when that happens, sometimes they get recruited away. I worked very closely with Allison on several projects. I'm also on the executive committee of the foundation. And you are right, Ron. She's amazing. And amazing people like that, have opportunities that come along. So that's a good problem. And I know that Michael Shonrock was the same way. So we're going to, Emporia State is very attractive to very talented people. It's a wonderful university with a great set of colleges, outstanding deans, outstanding athletic conference to play in, a high quality of life, as you all know, in Emporia. And so we're very attractive to the right type of people, and we're going to go after another very strong person, and and then hopefully we'll be able to retain them.
It does beg the question, Greg, how deep into the process you are. I know there's probably not much that you can say about this, but I do have to ask how deep you are in the process and where things are currently at.
Well, yeah, that's a fair question, and we are advertised in all of the higher education publications. We are getting excellent responses right now, Chuck. Resumes are coming in, interest is coming in, that's being gathered, and we're probably 45 to 60 days out from being able to do a deep dive into all the candidates. It remains our goal to be able to have some type of an announcement midsummer. It's a goal of the committees and the Board of Regents, if at all possible, to have this individual seated in their president's chair before the fall semester starts. And right now, I will tell you, we're getting an excellent pool of candidates. It is a closed search. That won't surprise you guys, which means the candidates' names are not going to be revealed. We will only reveal the person that accepts the position. And that's very critical to getting good candidates, because people don't want folks to know they're looking for a job. And I got to tell you, I'm pretty bullish right now. I think we're going to be able to land a very strong president for Emporia State.
You know, that is a bit of a change in approach, because if memory serves me correctly, when Dr. Schonrock left for Lindenwood and the process came in to ultimately lead to President Garrett coming on board, if memory serves me correctly, the finalists were actually interviewed, and there was essentially a public interview process in addition to what was taking place on campus for the last couple of interviews.
I think the Board of Regents and AGB both have subscribed to the closed search, because I think that the experience is you actually get a larger list, a deeper list of qualified candidates, and so that may be a switch from what we've done in the past. I very much favor it because, you know, my job is to get the very best for Emporia and Emporia State, and if that's the approach that we need to get that done, then that's how we'll do it.
Well, Greg, I think you alluded to this. One of your first tasks was to get an approved job description. That has been done, so that is out as far as the search and recruitment process. Now, let folks know exactly how this will work. Once you and your committee have earmarked a candidate, or is it candidate or candidates that you will recommend then to the Board of Regents, how exactly will that play out?
Yeah. So here in the next month or so, we'll close the search down. We'll close the search down, and we'll have a pool of candidates. And it's a big number, surprisingly a big number, dozens. And we will shortlist that down to, 8 or 10 candidates. And then we will sit down with the Board of Regents. And you are right, Ron. The committee only recommends to the Board of Regents. We do not actually pick the president. That's the way that process works. It's the way the process works for all state schools. And so that shortlisting will go on starting in about a month. And then we'll pick a handful of candidates, and then the regents will interview them also after we are done interviewing, and pick one to be Emporia State's president.
Outstanding. What are you looking at the timetable here? It looks like here. It looks like within the next, 2 or 3 months?
The timetable for all of that, we would like to have done on the long side, 3 months, more than likely a couple of months.
Well, Greg, I think we would be remiss if we did not give a big pat on the back to Mr. Ken Hush, who has been serving as the interim president of Emporia State since November of 2021. We've had the pleasure of having Ken in here on a number of occasions, and running into Ken all over the place, all over town. He's been very visible,
yes.
Very active, and the reports I'm getting from on campus is he's done just a wonderful job serving as interim. Is that the word you're getting?
Absolutely. And, of course, I've known Ken a long time, and we worked closely on the tennis project, and we've been friends for over 40 years. First, I got to say, I was delighted that he took the interim role. He is a hardworking, very intelligent, very fair person, and no one cares more about Emporia State than Ken does. So I'm not surprised he's doing a great job. And, yes, every data point that I get says Ken's doing outstanding work. The other thing that has been shared with me is how strong the leadership is at the individual colleges on campus. The deans of all the different schools, the department heads, I've been hearing that they too are doing outstanding work, and I think that's very critical at a time when you're going through a presidential transition to know, all of the leadership on campus is as strong as it is.
I was going to ask this question a little earlier in the interview, but I think this is as good a time as any to do it, Greg, is how important is it to have somebody here leading the university that has the business background that Ken has, and now with your background on the business side, to offer that perspective as you look for the new permanent president? Because traditionally, obviously, this would be an academics position, both for the permanent president and the interim as well.
Yeah. ideally, we would have a blend of both. We would have an individual with an academic background that also has, a depth of business and or sort of fiscal experience as well. I think you need both, and those people are clearly out there. The higher ed, as you all know, higher ed is changing rapidly. It looks a little more today like a CEO job than maybe it did a generation ago. I don't think that that role can be separated completely from academics or separated completely from business. I think it requires both. I think the candidates know that, and I think that that's why we're going to get a very good pool of candidates. And so it's an interesting blend. It's an interesting challenge. The Board of Regents has been very helpful to me in helping and the committee in helping us put some definition around this, and because I don't think it can be one or the other. I think it has to be a blend of both.
Well, Greg, we certainly appreciate your time this morning. We know you are a very busy man, and we want to thank you for stepping up and taking the lead on the ESU Presidential Search Committee. We have great confidence that we'll have another great leader coming on the Emporia State campus to take over for Mr. Hush, who served as interim since November of 2021. Keep up the great work, and we'll be in touch.
Ron, Chuck, thank you for your time this morning, and go Hornets.
Go Hornets. Thanks, Greg. We appreciate it.
Take care.
All right. Greg Kossover, who is the chair of the Emporia State Presidential Search Committee, of course, an Emporia State grad, and, of course, accounting major,
mm-hmm.
and now a very successful business professional in Wichita, and leading the search for Emporia State's new president, which should be coming midsummer. Sounds like in just a few months. Mr. Kossover is the executive vice president of Equity Bank in Wichita. So I think we're in good hands there, aren't we?
I agree. And, boy, it's great to have Greg's time on that. That was 20 minutes well spent on the not only just, the initial process, but to get Greg's perspective here on what Emporia State has meant to him and really what the university means to this community as well. And we will be having that coming up here on the KVUE.com audio vault here in just a little bit. Want to remind you here, too, that as we close things down here, we'll have our Newsmaker 2 after headlines. Stan Fowler joining us with the Flint Hills Optimist here in just a little bit.
And the ESU Buzz brought to you this morning by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, ESFCU, with two convenient Emporia locations. Good morning, it's 8:44.
The head of the International Monetary Fund is warning that Russia's war against